there's a any time there have been two major incidents, one in Derrybeg and now one in Meanbog Wind Farm up in Donegal, and no one is allowing that to happen. There's an immediate investigation. It's now subject of the EPA having to investigate what happened, and that can never be tolerated, can never be something that is allowed to happen. But I have to be careful in terms of, because now it's part of that investigation, so that has to follow its proper and due course.
All right, let's say hypothetically, local groups and experts said that if you build a wind farm in a certain area, it will lead to the destruction of that area, that there will be a big peat slippage area. And let's just presume that as work was ongoing in that vicinity, that exact same thing happened. Investigating it after the fact is shutting the gate after the horse has bolted. Do we not need to look at the system whereby when people are told it's going to happen and then it does happen, that there's some sort of accountability, or we say enough is enough and let's halt these projects?
Yeah, there does have to be accountability, and it has to be investigated before any application, before any project is built. That's the role of our planning system, and including that, listening to local people, people with expertise, people with concerns on the ground. So absolutely, that has to be central to everything we do, is proper planning, proper environmental protection in our planning to make sure that events like this do never happen again. It's completely unacceptable. We all recognise that. We have to investigate what has happened, make sure that we've a proper understanding of it, and learn the lessons from that. Can I say, there will be additional wind farms developed around the country, but by and large, I think the significant development, particularly in counties like Donegal, is now to start looking at moving offshore.
Yeah, but there's an application for another 12 went in yesterday, very close to the site of the Mean Bog. There's more turbines being erected there. There's plans for dozens and dozens of these across the county in the coming months.
That's why we're going to need to get the planning system and make sure that local authority and Bord Pleanála and others take into account local concerns, take into account a whole range of different environmental issues. Absolutely.
But these aren't being taken into account. Bord Pleanála is disregarding local concerns. It's disregarding other expert views.
Well, Bord Pleanála is an independent statutory body. It's akin to a court, and so as regards Bord Pleanála's motives or ways of working, I think we have to be slightly careful in terms of what we, you know, they have good guidelines, which is central to it is environmental protection, is making sure that whatever we do does not lead to destruction.
Particularly, so you have full faith in Bord Pleanála then in that regard, obviously.
I've been before Bord Pleanála arguing one way or the other. There's one decision where I think I don't agree with that. Another decision I do. It is an independent, we have to be careful in the statutory process, particularly when we now have a review of an incident, to make sure that their independence is important.
Okay. Well, at the very least then, do you think that any proposed work on these type of lands should at least be completely suspended until such time as this situation is investigated fully?
Yeah, I think I do think we have to protect our bogs, and if there's any instance where we fear that a similar recurrence might happen, yes, absolutely, we should make sure that we avoid that possibility. Protecting our bogs, we've just made a very significant investment, about 150 million euro 2 weeks ago, in actually protecting bogs. Those bogs are a hugely important store of carbon. They're very important in terms of how we manage our water quality and our flood management. So yes, protection of our bogs has to come first.
Yeah, but we're digging our bogs out, pouring concrete and sticking wind turbines on, and the government is welcoming this because Amazon's buying all the power. That doesn't sound to me like a government that's committed to protecting our boglands.
No, protecting our boglands is our first priority.
But it's not. I can forward because you on the videos if you wish, in the pictures.
Yeah, no, I'm aware of instances where things have gone wrong. Absolutely, we have to investigate that and find out why, and make sure it never happens again. The reason why we are in the middle of a climate and ecological biodiversity crisis. The reason why I say bogs are first priority, well, people are first priority.
I understand people will understand that too.
Yeah, the. And there's a complex issue here where restoring nature and storing carbon is actually central to government. It's in that sense that I said that it's our first priority. Part of the solution to climate change is also going to be developing renewable power. So you have to get the balancing act right between, and also the potential benefit if we have this power for other jobs, for other which will help communities.
It'll help Amazon. It'll help Amazon. They're buying it up, and it'll protect their jobs. Most of them not here. But you say our priority is to protect the bogs. Why don't you, as a minister, and I hope that doesn't sound patronising, it's certainly not intended, stop the practice of digging up bogs in Donegal, right? Pouring concrete, building roads into these areas as well, by the way, and planting turbines on top of this concrete. I mean, if our first priority is the people, the locals have concerns about this. If our second priority is the bogs, stop it. Simply say, find another place or somewhere else.
One of the projects we're working on is part of this climate solution is a new land use plan, a land use review. And that has various layers to it. The first layer is how do you protect rural local communities particularly? How do you actually make sure we have a vibrant rural Ireland? How do you make sure we have young people who get jobs in managing our land, in farming, in tourism, in a whole range of other areas, work areas related to our land? Beneath that, then, a whole series of tier of priorities in terms of storing carbon, restoring biodiversity, improving water quality, and having good farming outcomes. It's that land use review mechanism, I believe, is the place to achieve what you want.
How long will that take? Because as we speak, you know, diggers are dragging peat out of the ground here and pouring concrete. How long will that take?
It's already started. Some of the analysis we'll have to use in the early part of next year, because we're going to do a much more ambitious now national climate action plan. The full body work will take at least a year, probably run into the following year, because it's very detailed and we need to get this right. But this the whole project of managing our land in a new way to create employment, to create particularly more balanced regional development is central to what my job is.
I just think in another scenario, I could see you chained to the gate of one of these places saying, stop digging up the bogs and pouring concrete. And now you're in a position of immense power and influence. And as we speak, more of our bogland that is one of our priorities being ripped, being dumped. Trees are being felled. They're sliding into lakes. We're pouring masses of concrete. And
just when you mentioned that, one of the other issues, I suppose, we do have to look at this, and it's because it is an important issue and complex. It will also mean we have to completely change our entire forestry model. The truth is, a lot of the forestry that we've grown in the last 40, 50 years, and we've done a great job in terms of going from almost only 2% forest in a country to about 11% now, we will need to bring that up to, in my mind, 30% in the next 40, 50 years. One of the things we have to change there is where we put in forest, because we've also planted forest in bogland areas that actually, in hindsight, was not the correct thing to do. It is better, more important to protect those bogs. One of the then part of that land use plan, and I mention this because it is an issue of contention. You know, areas around like Leitrim and Roscommon, there's been a huge debate about, you know, are we just covering our hills and our bogs with Sitka spruce forests, and how does that benefit community? I believe we can switch to a different model, one which goes towards a much more close to nature, continuous cover forestry model, where a lot of employment is created over a longer period of time in much more selective thinning.
I understand. Do you think we'll stop building wind farms in our bogs during your term in government?
Yeah, we won't be. If there's any risk where a bog slide would occur, we will not build a wind turbine there. But can I go back to the point? Because I'm sure
But I just want to press the point. Finally, and I won't keep you very much longer, because there's been a bit of different information as to how much time we have. But this is very important, right? The local groups employed experts that said this was going to happen. The independent board, planning board, reviewed that information and disregarded it, okay? And it went ahead.
And there's an investigation now going into what happened in this instance to look at every aspect of it. I look forward to getting that investigation to